I have some understanding of the nimitta and the concept now. So what I understand that nimitta is a sign of the reality, but the concept is the idea about a lot of reality, not just one. Is that correct?
There is seeing now, but it is the nimitta of many moments of seeing, because just one single moment cannot be experienced or known at all. And that is the reality arising and falling away. So it cannot appear just only single one. It appears by way of nimitta of seeing, nimitta of hardness, nimitta of everything. So what has to be clearly understood is whatever appears, appears just by way of nimitta, only nimitta. So the nimitta is a shape and form and sign of reality. Right? This is real. This is real. Hardness and hardness. Nimitta of hardness here, nimitta of hardness here. Different color. Nimitta of many colors too. And it make known as this is this. And this is this. Even not in word. Like the dog and cat, no word for them. But they know their food and so on. Their master. Master, no. They don't know. Yeah.
So at the moment, we experience something hard. The hardness actually is a lot of nimitta already.
The nimitta of hardness.
Of hardness, but still nimitta.
Yeah. Just one speck of visible object cannot be realized. It appears by way of nimitta of that reality, no matter what. So there can be the understanding of how the world is so very rapidly arising and falling away. What appears is just the nimitta of one reality, until it is the nimitta of something, the body, the whole body, a nimitta of other, or animitas, hardness, hardness, visible object, appearing by nimitta as different one.
But until the moment that we see the shape like a round or square, that we the concept.
Nimitta.
Or still nimitta, not a concept.
The idea about the nimitta, the concept, the idea about it. Because there is the nimitta of the hardness, the nimitta of the shape, the form, whatever it is that is being experienced, there is the idea, the concept, the idea of cup or microphone. So when it's cup or microphone, cup, it's panyati, concept.
Concept. When the word doesn't come in yet, and we see something like a little, like a round, is this a concept or nimitta?
Nimitta.
It's nimitta.
Without nimitta, they cannot be concept. No, no thought or
idea about round or microphone. Nimitta. Yeah. So it's just nimitta, just the sign of what has been seen.
Just add on the question of nimitta. If we ask what is the significance of all this, the nimitta of reality that's experienced. In the beginning, when awareness and understanding begins to develop, there cannot be awareness and understanding of a single moment of reality, for example, visible object or sound, because that requires very highly developed awareness and understanding to see a single moment. What is known by the awareness and understanding is actually a succession of moments of sound or visible object or seeing or so forth, which appear as a continuous moment of the reality, not as separate individual moments. And that's the nimitta effect, we could say. It's the experiencing of several instances of a reality which appear as a single instance of that reality.
So the panya developed, and then panya may know the single reality. Right?
Well, that's very far into the future, but as I understand it, even then, it would be the nimitta that is known.
Characteristic of the reality, the visible object, many, many visible objects, the nimitta of the characteristic of that visible object, of what is visible.
Yes.
Apart from coming to experience the rise and fall, in other words, the impermanence of conditioned realities, the panya develops to know the three characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta. The goal is not to see the arise and fall of single instances of reality. As long as rise and fall is known, it's really thereafter the experiencing of the characteristics that is what develops and is the understanding which leads to enlightenment.
Thank you.
So, can the brown, the blue, the white be Kunjanathan?
No.
See? No. But the nimitta of that which is seen from up the eye, the hair, and the lips, and so on, and the idea, the concept of that is different from the concept of this. By the nimitta, only brown and white and red and green, people are here. But in truth, what is seen is just the nimitta of that which impinges on the eye base and arises and falls away in split seconds. The world of ignorance.
The characteristics that Jonathan mentioned of Nietzsche, Dukkha, and Anatta, but it has to be the realities themselves, those characteristics which are known by way of nimitta.
For the concept, like say ignorance or ditti, to have the concept from many, many kind of nimitta, right? For example, I say flower or the cup, but for without the ignorance, say the enlightened one, how the concept become?
Just like now, because of the experience of many nimittas, of many countless realities, there comes to be the thinking about gong, ajahn, and so on, the different concepts about different people, but for the enlightened one, without any wrong view, but still cup, table, and so on, different concepts.
And that's a citta with understanding or without understanding?
Thinking usually without understanding, even for the enlightened ones, not understanding all the time.
So, which
ignorance, thinking of attachment, ignorance. Thinking of understanding, mostly with ignorance or attachment. But there can be, like now, thinking about the concept seeing or the concept visible object with understanding. But most of the day, most of the time, just thinking about concepts on account of the nimittas with ignorance and attachment.
So sometimes when we close our eyes and we think we can imagine like image of somebody or the books or something, etc., is this the concept, right? It's not the... So can we understand nimitta is something that happened immediately after each reality gone? But concept, it doesn't have to be necessary immediately after that. It can be from memory, from other time.
Yes, the concept is the object of thinking. If you could say it's created by the mind, whereas the nimitta is an aspect of the object that's being experienced.
There's always nimitta of all realities. I can understand about through the seeing, hearing, smelling, etc. But thinking, nimitta of thinking, how can it be?
Well, in that example, we're talking about a moment of awareness and understanding of citta. Awareness and understanding of the citta that thinks. And it's the same thing, that the awareness and understanding doesn't see a single moment of citta. because it's not strong enough to do that. It sees many moments of thinking, and they appear as a continuous moment of thinking.
Jonathan, you've just said about the concept is the object of thinking.
Yes.
Yes, and so thinking can think about the paramattha and panati. So all of paramattha, dhamma, and panati can be the object of thinking, and it can be a concept.
When there's thinking about reality, that's not the same as directly experiencing a reality.
Yeah.
It's a concept of a reality, yes.
Yeah.
Still, the object of the thinking is a concept, not the reality.
Yeah.
How many moments of thinking right now? See, nimitta of thinking. Thinking of that which is seen, thinking of that which is heard, and so on. And so on, thinking of each word, I'm thinking.
Can thinking be object of ignorance?
What is thinking?
Citta with vitaka.
The word?
Yeah, the word.
So what is vitaka? Ignorant or understanding?
Ignorance. Vitaka, because
of thinking. Yeah, but vitaka is also, what is vitaka?
The mental factor.
Mental factor.
It thinks.
It's mental and factor, see. No understanding of what is heard, that there must be the hearing. Even we. Taka, hearing and thinking.
I don't get the point. I need help.
When we talk about thinking, what is it that thinks? It's citta.
Citta.
Yeah. Doesn't matter that the mental factor of vitaka is also referred to as thinking. Just forget about that in terms of when we talk about thinking. Thinking of concepts, there are many mental factors arising with that citta. So there's no need to select one in preference to anything else. So what's your question?
My question is, can thinking be object of ignorance?
I suppose anything can be object of ignorance if it's the object of consciousness and it's not known.
So is that thinking now?
Yes, Ajahn.
Thinking of what?
Of something.
Thinking is thinking. Nimitta of thinking. Many moments.
Because the five khandhas can be objects of wrong view, and wrong view arises with ignorance.
Anything is the object of ignorance. Yeah. Any reality or even an idea, or it can be ignorance of anything. Clinging to anything, ignorance of anything.
When we talking about thinking, we mean the mind door process, right? So the mind door experience the nimitta. So we can think about the nimitta, right? Thank you.
So from the question of Anguang, ignorance can be the object of thinking can be object of ignorance. So object of the citta at that time, it should be concept of thinking, right? Not because if thinking, it should be reality. So only understanding can the object of the reality, right?
This non-stop thinking, is there any understanding of the thinking now?
No, but thinking that is only the concept, it's not reality.
No, thinking is not the concept. So not understanding thinking now, this ignorance of thinking. Thinking is that reality which thinks about the concept. The cheetah.
She means the concept of thinking, not yeah. the reality of thinking itself.
Yes, no, yes. But now there's not the concept of thinking, there's actual thinking. Now. But any understanding of it or just ignorance of it? Not knowing that they're sinking now. Like ignorance of seeing, ignorance of hearing, ignorance of thinking now.
Because the when I think when Angkor mentioned about thinking, it should be the concept of thinking. So it should be not the... Because at the level, at the current level, right, we when we talk about thinking, it's not exactly the Dharma.
But his question was about the reality of thinking. He was asking about the reality of thinking. Can that be the object? Can that be the object of ignorance?
Usually, like for newcomers, we say when there's not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, there is thinking. And it's referring then to the cheetahs that think about an object through the mind or thinking about cup or glass or colour or shape. So it's the cheetah which thinks, the leader in experiencing that object.
At that time, beside the ignorant, it should be the thinking about thinking, right? Because it arise in my door, right?
Right. So thinking, and about then thinking. So the object of thinking can be thinking with ignorance, thinking with ignorance about. Thinking with ignorance about anything.
So like
just not knowing the thinking right now.
It happened in
just like in my seeing, there can be ignorance of seeing, ignorance that it's seeing that sees right now.
I think that where Lee comes from is because we say that reality is only appear to understanding. Yeah,
I mean that.
So that's the reason she asked that.
Can you elaborate more, please?
To understanding, but they can be the object of ignorance too.
Like attachment, ignorance of attachment now, the asava of attachment now, or the stronger attachment. So when the asava arises.
So what are there in a day?
A lot of thinking.
What are there?
Ignorant.
Seeing.
Yes.
Hearing. Yes. Smelling. Tasting. Touching. Only that?
Thinking a lot. A lot of thinking.
Thinking is more than seeing.
Yes. Like now I still see, I see you, and exactly it's the word of thinking.
When it's not moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, what is it?
Thinking.
Thinking.
Can ignorant experience the kusala? I mean, wholesome chitasika?
With ignorance.
With ignorance as well.
No it can also.
Ignorance of metta when it arises, knowing anything about it. Any ignorance of anything.
Okay. What actually is the difference about the experiencing here? Because experience without understanding and for understanding, experiencing also the same experiencing but not understand. I mean ignorance and understand at this point. Experiencing the object directly, right? But different characteristic of themselves. understand the object, and ignorant, not understand the object. Yes, it is summary. And also, if I understand correctly,
seeing is now. Is the understanding of seeing or ignorance of seeing? So her question is, oh, but when seeing arises, it's not the object. But even the reality of seeing, nothing is known about it because it doesn't appear to understanding. So it's ignorance about seeing that has just gone, the characteristic of seeing. Again, we're talking about nimitta of reality. There's ignorance of the characteristic of seeing appearing as nimitta.
Ignorance also known the object, right? Ignorance
doesn't know anything.
Experience the object.
Okay, then know any difference.
Yeah,
okay.
Experience is the object, yes.
Experiencing it but not know.
Yeah. Nimitta.
Confusion of the terms, because sometimes we say that citta experiences the object or citta knows the object. So, but in this case, know is used in a different meaning.
Yeah. It's actually the same in Thai. When they speak English, they often say, oh, seeing knows what is visible. But in English, we only use knows for understand, so it's a little bit, so it's a language point.
Yeah, so normally through five sense, we're seeing and then thinking, but the object should can be the seeing or the object of seeing. So what the condition to decide the object of thinking after that?
As we understand it, when whenever there is the experiencing of visible object by seeing, there are mind or processes which think about the object that was seen. That's just the way it goes, because then otherwise there wouldn't be the concept of people and things, and there wouldn't be the concept of the world as we know it.
In daily life,
beautiful, or the thinking is thinking too hot, too cold, or thinking that it's Suchin or Tiny Tam, because of Sanya, the habit. Pakutu upanisya pachya, the habit that has been accumulated, it's marked, it's remembered, it's conditioned, thinking about Suchin, Tiny Tam, microphone.
But it's still the object, I mean that it's from the visible object, it's not from about the seeing.
There's always thinking about the visible object. That's the way things are.
Then thinking can be the object, I mean, or seeing can be the object of ignorance or thinking after that.
I don't know when there is thinking about seeing. I think it's unknown. Yeah. Well, we can say for sure there's a lot of thinking about the visible object, many, many mind or processes.
Like without the teaching from Ajahn and all the teacher, we don't care about the seeing or citta. So normally we think a lot about the object of them. So like now when I am talking about seeing, so thinking things seeing now and with ignorance now. So I mean that is the condition, it like remark about the
thinking is the concept of seeing.
Or I want to see, or where can I go to see this or that. It's always...
What's this reality of seeing that Ajahn's talking about? You think that the object of that thinking is the concept of seeing.
Yes, so I back to the question from Ankur, that I think that it should be that the concept of thinking is the the object of ignorance is not exactly the thinking. So is that... Yeah, so is that my point?
Is there ignorance now?
Yes, Ajahn.
All day? Almost all day?
Yeah, almost.
Ignorance of what?
The reality now.
Of everything appearing.
Hmm. At this level, only about the concept of
Asava. Nama. See, understand the meaning of Asava. Anusaya, Asava, Oka, Kanta.
What is
Oka? Ignorance.
Flood.
Flood. The same realities as the Asavas, but flood, yes. The attachment floods out, the ditti floods out, the ignorance floods. Even your question, yes, but it's thinking about concept, it's thinking, so the thinking can be understood then and there.
Thank you so much.
More thinking, but what about this, but what about that? But what about understanding, thinking now? It's reality.
To consider about the characteristics, it's not about the concept or story. Yeah.
About what is real now. Otherwise, it's like, oh, but this, but that, but whatever, but what about thinking right now? Ignorance or understanding? Because it's a Dhamma and it can be understood, but otherwise, it's just the object of ignorance.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
May I ask again to answer that question, what about now? So if there is ignorance, it can't answer the question, isn't it?
The question is a reminder, because at that moment, but thinking on, but this is a concept, and what about this, and how about this? So it's a reminder that actually it's just ignorance of with more thinking. So what about now? It's a reminder. What about understanding? It's just thinking. That is more precious than working out the story, just understanding the thinking at this very moment. So it always comes back to this moment. Otherwise, we think we need to work out all the details, but that's just thinking with ignorance. It's not understanding the thinking at this very moment.
And the other day we talked about seeing, and seeing is so prominent in a day, but it must be thinking is more than that. But I heard sometimes it say that Bhavanga actually more than is the most, isn't it? It's more frequent than all other reality that is a Bhavanga, but it's unknown. Is that true? Ajahn and Janissar elaborate.
That's why Dhamma does not appear as it is at all. So we learn about the truth to understand each reality. What moment there is no ignorance? It seems like now there is ignorance. See? Just the idea. But we learn a little more in order to understand the moment when it's there or when it's not there. By conditions, no selection. The understanding right now is just a foundation to understand what is there in life, which hasn't been understood before. That seeing is not anyone, it's not I at all. There is seeing now, no one. It's conditioned to arise. Without its proper conditions, seeing cannot arise. Nothing can arise at all. But seeing is not ignorance. Learn little by little about what is there in a day. There can be a little more understanding of seeing, of thinking, of sati, of attachment or aversion, and so on. Little by little. For example, we use the term vitakka, what is it? See? Not just the word. Is it real? Who knows? When doesn't it arise? And who knows when does it arise? Beyond anyone's imagination, expectation, but learning to understand. There must be a reality which experiences the object by way of vitakka, touch the object. So it does not arise with the 10 citta, which is the vipaka, two kinds of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. From then on, it needs a reality because the object is still there, but the next moment cannot see it. But there is vitakka, touch it for the next citta to experience it, even it does not see. That's why we learn little by little the word that we heard in life, what moment is there. But it cannot be directly experienced because it's just speculation. But when time comes, who knows, instantly right understanding arises with direct awareness. That's why the understanding of the anatomy of reality has to be firmer and firmer to let go. The idea of atta, opposite of anatta. So we live in the world of atta how long? This moment, all are atta. All, no matter what, seeing, it's atta. Hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking, liking, hardness, and so on. Just live in the world of atta, of something. So we learn about one characteristic of a reality, one reality at a time, to understand a little more, to condition the moment of directly understanding what is there right now. The second round of the Four Noble Truths. Not just talk about seeing, hardness. There is hardness now. No condition to be aware of it with understanding that it's that which is hard. At that very moment, nothing can appear together. But it's so short, just a moment. So there's still many things by conditions because the moment of awareness is very short. But it begins to understand. Each reality is different. That's why no matter what is there, even right now, when there are enough conditions to understand it, just a little more, just attend to the hardness now, it's that which has to be known, or realized as it is. Otherwise, it's something. My hand, my nose, my hair, my leg. In truth, no one, no leg, no hand, hardness. See? Before there can be a little more understanding to let go ignorance and attachment to that as something, it takes time. Comparing to the accumulation, eons, 100,000 eons of ignorance and attachment and all kind of akusala. So right understanding is so very truthful. It is now just intellectual understanding to condition the moment of directly understanding, even hardness, even sound, even seeing, by conditions, not at anyone's will at all. The more understanding of the Dhamma, the more understanding of the anatta-ness, not atta, not the whole this. Until no leaf, no yard, no chair, only that which is seen. Otherwise, it cannot lead to the realization of the truth, of the truth of one reality at a time, by way of nimitta. That's why each word is so real, so true, that it has to be kept in mind. Because now we talk about vitakka, vitakka does not appear. So it's just the nimitta of that which appears.
Lee, is there aging now?
I think only the concept and is the object of thinking.
And is there any aging at all at this very moment? or just an idea?
Just idea.
And what about the realities that we're talking about?
Thinking.
Okay, when thinking arises, does it age?
But
three sub-moments, so the thinking, each citta has three sub-moments, so it arises, it exists, and it falls away. So it, as soon as it arises, it falls away, like a citta at the first moment, it conditions rupas, different rupas to arise, because the first moment is stronger, the middle moment and the last moment not strong enough to produce rupas. So not at moments of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting and touching, but other moments of citta produce rupas all throughout the day. But the arising is stronger than the falling away. So actually there's aging of the rupas, aging of the cheetahs right now, all the time. But the cheetah doesn't appear. But this is why we refer to aging of dharmas, because at different moments it's not quite the same. So we say a rupa lasts for as long as 17 cheetahs. But actually if we talk about three sub-moments of cheetahs, rupa lasts as long as 51 sub-moments of cheetah. So a little more precise. So actually there's aging at each moment of each reality.
Is cheetah old?
No.
What can
be? Only the story in the thinking.
This is very old.
But,
so what does it mean? Aging. Declining. Ready to fall away.
The state of fall away is also the same like for rupa has the four states, right?
Because rupa lasts longer than citta.
Yes.
17 moments. Of citta.
But
so no time for citta to be old.
Why? But why everyone get older? Why they cannot become younger?
That's like, why do people get ill? Why do people die? It's an inevitable part of life in samsara. Inescapable.
Yeah, because we talk a lot about the birth, death, right? So it's like the nature of the a lifetime.
The way things are.
So it's like the result of karma?
You mean aging?
Yes, like the nature of what we say. Mentioned that it's the nature of a lifetime. We cannot reverse that.
Right, so even kusala karma can't reverse aging. So you can't say it's a result of karma.
And now you're mixing up conventional realities and absolute realities. You can't say the result of karma is getting old or the book decaying or this sort of thing, because when we talk about the results of karma, we're talking about namas and rupas.
If only considered one moment is the truth, yeah. But however,
is it just a matter of considering, or is it true that there is only one moment and that there are only namas and rupas arising and falling away in truth? Is this just an idea, or is it the way it actually is?
I believe that is the way of the nature. It's like that. But how to break down the Tao? Because every day we think a lot about the concept, right? So concept is a result and based on the samatha about the pramatha dhamma. So if like that, I think it should be based on the dhamma, right?
I think maybe by karma, she means that because the rupas, there are rupas that are produced by karma, and the rupas that are produced by karma when we are young are different than the rupas which are produced by karma when we are older.
Yes, yes.
Right, is what you meant?
Yeah, is that point, yeah.
Still just I sense conditioned by karma that decays when it falls away.
Citta arises and falls away instantly. No time to get old. Just arise and falls away. But the rupa, upajaya, santati, charata, and anicca, moment when it arises and moment it falls away, there must be 17 moments of citta for one rupa to fall away. So the moment of arising, upajaya, is not moment of anicca.
What is the natural death? What caused that? Because of the karma run out of the bucket? Or
you're asking that?
Death. Naturally, not by accident, but right. Not anything.
Yes.
It is because of the karma run out of the capabilities to produce the life, or what kind of reason why that in natural?
The lifespan has to be within a certain range according to the age. So sometimes people live for hundreds of years and other times they live for shorter spans. This is just, again, the nature of things. It comes in cycles.
You mean from the nutrition, temperature and other things, or no?
Irrespective of that. So in some ages, the lifespan, our normal lifespan is say 100 years, but in some ages it might be 1,000 years.
From what?
Several thousand years.
From what?
Just the way the cycle of existence.
So what is the difference between people, the human, and a dog? Life cycle, like you mentioned, life like 20 years and 100 years, what make difference?
Okay. You mean now?
Now, today.
Us now, we are now 100 day. Years and some animals only live for a day.
Right.
Conditions.
Simple. Okay. Curiosity, yeah.
Niyama, which means the order of things, the natural order of the universe and life and so forth. And a lot of these things we're just talking about now are the natural course of events. There isn't a why or a how.
No. I asked because Lee actually answered the old person have the karma produced less strong, something like that.
Question, say, the voice, the rupas that have a role in the voice are karma produced, and the voice of an older person changes from the voice of a younger person.
It's like the quality of a rupa is...
The quality of the rupa, I don't know what you mean by that. It's just the way things are. What is the particular question you have about aging?
I want to break down this concept to see that is there only the concept and there should be based on the reality.
I think it's as simple as why I or everyone looks older than when we first.
I think this question is come from the conversation between Hai and me this morning because I see that recently I cannot hear clearly. So I think that maybe it's the result of aging. And we talk a lot about a birth and death. And birth and death, we have the citta about birth and death. But how long the between? So
a similar relationship to explain aging, though.
That's what she wanted.
Yeah. What about illness then?
Illness.
Yeah. Do you have a question about that too? Same question.
I think it's like the suffering, right? When talk about illness, I think a lot about the suffering, painful on the body, and the
illnesses don't involve any suffering or pain.
Just a moment, like a moment of painful feeling now, or a moment of painful feeling last year or next year. It's just painful bodily feeling for a moment. We can say in general, conventionally speaking, old people have more pain than young people, but not always. Or we can say that they have more white hair than young people, but not always. But this is just thinking conventionally, just different rupas conditioned by karma and other conditions, that's all.
Is beside rupa also have the citta?
Sorry?
If about the concept of aging, not only mention about the rupa, but also about the citta as well, right? Like the seeing. Because when we think about the old people, we think that their problem about the seeing something is not clearly. So it's like some sign of body and mind as well. Besides the body is rupa.
The bodily experience with pain.
Seeing problems are not exclusive to elderly people. Young people can also have seeing problems and hearing problems.
So I think that is only the concept like that, but the characteristic is the same. Like, for example, I mentioned that young people have mental thinking like material people. So it cannot say that they are old people, right? I understand that aging is only concept, but I want to break down that. What the reality when we mentioned aging.
But I think you're attempting to do something that's not possible.
Here in the back, Tiny Tam's mentioning about old people complaining more. It's just accumulated habits. Some young people, some children complain a lot too. Just habits, accumulated habits. And
but why is it only happen at the end of your life?
I don't think it's only the end of life that there's complaining.
Or like Thai, sometimes he say, oh, when he's getting old, he becomes and to be more stricter and not easy going as before.
Expectations.
The Buddha himself, when he talked about in the First Noble Truth, birth, aging, illness and death, he said, that is to say, in other words, the five khandhas of grasping. And that for me is all that one needs to know about it, because he is saying that it's the five khandhas that are the root cause of dukkha. And the teaching on birth, old age, illness and death is in conventional terms. So the fact that we can pick birth and say, oh yes, birth is also patisanticitta in absolute reality terms, and death is cuticitta also, it doesn't mean that one can do the same for aging and illness. So why pursue that when there's nothing to be gained? Because we're not trying to have awareness of aging. Aging is not to be the object of understanding. It's the five khandhas that are to be the object of understanding.
It's very helpful to listen to your teaching and reminder, because in daily life we concern a lot about the health, about the concept, about aging, about something in daily life, some story, many story. So when we have chance to discuss like this, so I think it's good to come back to the reality. Yeah. So
it's helpful, yes, if we're talking about painful knees or being forgetful or white hair or whatever, to remember actually just five khandhas, different khandhas arising and falling away, different namas and rupas. That's it. That's
so
life.
We easily forget, and I think that maybe next year when I come back, maybe I still ask the same question.
Are we talking about aging? What is the reality of it?
Or the concept, Ajana.
Nama or rupa?
I think rupa, no, not only rupa, it's also citta. But it's only concept about that.
When you talk about age, see, or aging, what is it?
Only thinking about something.
Just thinking? Or?
What else?
Chan, isn't it sanya involved as well? So that I mark, or not that I mark, but the sanya mark that. Does this is the
so
young?
So, are we talking about the aging of what, or what is it? What is seen, or what is heard, or what is touched? When you talk about aging, what arises falls away. Citta arises and falls away, shorter than rupa, see. And what condition citta and what condition rupa? The rupa conditioned by kamma, the rupa conditioned by citta, the rupa conditioned by uttu, temperature, heat and cold, and rupa conditioned by ahara, nutrition. The same age. No matter what rupa arises, it lasts for 17 moments of citta. But some quicker than that. Later we'll talk about it. Different rupa, different kinds of rupa. Same age for the reality. The one who has its characteristic by different conditions. Heat conditioned by kamma, or citta, or uttu, or ahara. Is it old? Or just arise and falls away. Upajaya, santati, charata, and anicchata in 17 moments of citta.
Falling away, decaying. So each one, like I showed you on the phone, each one decays and falls away. Same speed.
Birth and death, you say they represent different realities, but are they realities that are ever known? No, cannot be known, just thought about.
Just check one detail. So the kamacharupas, the kama produce the kamacharupas, but also produce the kalapa, the eight indivisible rupas that arise with it, right?
So for example, I sense is conditioned by karma. It has to arise in a group with eight other rupas, plus I sense, plus jivitindriya rupa, because it's conditioned by karma. So it arises in a group of 10 rupas, all conditioned by the same karma, arising at the same moment, falling away at the same moment. But we call it the I sense group, because I sense is just in that group, not in other groups. The eight rupas that arise in every group arise in every group, but I sense is just in that group, so we call it the I sense group of rupas.
I don't know if this is relevant to your question, but the rate at which a person ages and the faculties degrade varies from one individual to the other.
I thought it's karma, but it's like the karma of akusala or kusala. Akusala, right?
result of akusala karma is just a moment of experiencing, or just a rupa that is experienced now. We're talking about
things that are
like I sense
determined by or affected by karma, but not the vipaka cittas.
So my point is that possible that the karma which produce the kamacha rupas when we are young produce differently when we get older, and that affects the visible object that arise with it and so on?
But we know, for example, that eye sense is arising and falling away all the time. 17 moments of citta, each one arises and falls away, conditioned by karma. So we can't say that the karma is the same karma that conditions every eye sense throughout life.
Is Adeva old?
No, because of karma.
Is any deva old or young?
No.
Right. No aging for devas.
Body of the deva also produced by not just karma, also by citta, right?
There are rupas that are produced by... Yeah.
And ahara. So we cannot say from the karma itself. Yeah.
No, but the fact that they don't get old, there's no aging for deva, comes from karma. By karma, they are reborn as devas.
That is reborn, okay, but during the life, just many factors together.
But the karma, the vipaka, as being reborn as a deva includes that they don't get old, is what I understand.
I think the same at the question that why people, human and the dog, different life than Ajahn just mentioned by condition.
Karma is one of the conditions.
Some animals live longer than humans, like turtles or sharks, or some animals live longer even though the birth is a result of akusala karma. So many different factors, many different karmas.
Seeing, see visible object, but there are a lot of seeing experience, and then after a lot of that, there are some like seeing something, but for some people, they see something is not clearly, and some people is see very clearly. It's like dog and human being. So, like for aging in conventional tools, besides the chain, the some size on the body, but also some size on mind as well. So like the old people, we have some size that cannot see something clearly. So I understand that aging is only concept, but the it's represented by some change, some size beside the body. The in reality is the rupa, but also about the size on mind. So mind is like citta, right?
So you're talking about seeing and hearing here, is that right?
Oh.
And the question is whether it's a change in the citta which experiences the visible object or the sound.
Or maybe the process of the seeing or hearing, like that when it experience the same object, but it have a lot of process, and then we can say that it's experienced very clearly that object. But or another case, like the process is not last in 17 moment, but it's shorter.
I think it's a bit speculative. A person who's old and has poor seeing can then get glasses fitted, and then their seeing is improved. There's so many factors to be considered, and I think I would still say it all comes down to past karma, as to the extent of aging and how it affects the different faculties. But I don't feel I can comment on the extent to which it's rupa or nama that is affected by the aging process.
Sees the object clearly, but the eye sense that is conditioned by karma is different, so the object that impinges on the eye sense is not seen clearly. So I think it's the rupa. And when you mentioned briefly about the process being cut short, but that doesn't affect the seeing. So if, for example, in the eye-door process, if the process is cut short before the javana cittas arise, but still the seeing still sees just the same. It just means because of when the object impinged on the eye sense, it impinged earlier, so it still can only last for 17 moments, so the process finishes earlier, but it doesn't affect the quality of the seeing.
And does this have any bearing on the understanding of the present moment reality for this person who's aging, for example?
Can you repeat?
Yes. Does this topic we are pursuing at the moment have any bearing on the understanding of the present moment reality of the individual?
Yes.
Let's say the individual who's aging and going blind or deaf or something.
Mm, yeah.
Does it have any bearing on
bearing,
that? Impact? Mm. Any relevance?
No, I mean, nama is like the process of mind, of sense door and mind door. The mind, right? The mind in the concept of mind when we mentioned is should be the process or the process in the doorway and my door.
I think there's another factor, because we know that every moment of seeing are conditioned by karma. So karma condition that seeing to see a particular visible object. So the fact that someone sees very clearly something and less clear, and then another time not so clear, also depends on the karma also.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there are very little details are seen, then we say that it's not clear.
Yeah,
so
or
it might be, I think that's a factor as well.
Yeah, or maybe when experience some one thing, but because of karma, is experience another thing, or maybe have the hearing another process in between, not the, a lot of seeing.
It's about in the dark, seeing in the dark. The seeing still experience the object just as it is, clearly as it is. So it always experiences the object just as it is, even if it's the object with no light, no colour. So it's not the quality of seeing at that moment.
Yes, I agree that it's not about the quality of seeing, but the way seeing experience something or we see something not clear is because of the seeing experience the object, like Chita mentioned that maybe because of karma, seeing experience the one object, but another moment is can experience another object. So it's not a lot of marking.
Seeing still sees the object just as it is. So it's not the seeing that is the problem. It sees it just as it is, even in a dark room. But the eye sense is conditioned by karma, and it depends on the rupa that impinges on the eye sense. And just very briefly on mind. So mano is one word for mind. It refers to citta. So every citta is mano. And when we talk about mind, or of course we're talking about the process of cittas, which where the cittas experience the object through the mind. Or
so what we're discussing and what you're keen to know more about is what we could call the mechanics of aging.
Yes.
Is it useful?
Yes.
Or just curiosity? Or
curiosity is not helpful to understand the reality of one moment.
Alberto is leaving tomorrow. Anything you would like to ask Ajahn about Alberto?
Yeah, just thanking Ajahn and so much for being so patient with us and helping us. The best friend we can hope for. and just one point about experiencing citta, experiences the object, and even the word experiences doesn't make clear the nature of citta, because it's not meaningful for, like, saying painful feeling. That's one thing. Wow, I know what it means. Or anger, it's something we can relate to. But when we hear the word experience, for myself anyway, I go a bit like blank. What is it talking about? What is it the nature of it? And that's the reason it's so difficult to catch up with what Ajahn's explanation about the nature of seeing and hearing and thinking too. But we keep on listening, and little by little we understand a little bit more and a little bit more. And hopefully Ajahn won't stop talking about it. Thank you.
That's right. We don't forget what appears now does not appear well. It will appear better, clearer, little by little, to panya, right understanding only. As long as it's ignorance, what appears now does not appear well.
Thinking long stories, we think working it out, checking the details will be the answer, but understand thinking now, just the reality at this moment, anytime.